everybody, it's your boy Rail back with another review, man. Yo, this is Power Book 4-4 season 2 episode 4 and 5 review. Yes, you did not get episode 4, but you're gonna get it. Look, life be happening, man. First and foremost, family first, man. I just want to say rest in peace to my grandmama Elaine and my cousin Sterling. Let me tell you something about my cousin Sterling. Right, first, my grandma, beautiful soul, beautiful woman, gave birth to my father, his brothers and sisters, and they all a goddamn mess. Like, I don't know how she did it. She was definitely one of a kind. My cousin Sterling, man, took the biggest, fattest L for me. You feel me? The fattest L ever. And it was taking my father's name, bro. Like, if it wasn't for my cousin Sterling, bro, I would be a Sterling. Sterling Jr. That name is so trash. Rest in peace to a real one, man. I don't know what to say, people. I was crying all last week and shit. But, you know, you just start thinking about the good memories. And I'm here to tell y'all, man. Just this world and these years and this weird shit. It's something weird, man. I don't know what to tell you. It's just been bad since this COVID shit. Bad. So, you know, prayers up to you, your families, your people, man. Make the time to be with your loved ones as much as possible. Enough of that. Enough of that. All right, this one's dedicated to them. But let's get into this Tommy shit. what else? So episode 4 was a good episode to miss, cause it was more of the same. Jannard on a steady crash out mission, like just a plane that is losing altitude, and there's no Sully. There's no Sully. There's no fucking Denzel to land this bitch in the lake upside down. Whatever he did. In flight, it's neither one of those gentlemen. So this is on a steady course down. This is where you make your phone calls. This is where you like, hey, this is when you get the grips. Like, this shit's going down. It's over. And just a steady crash out mission. I mean, he broke up treason. Huh? With that fight outside because he want to get high in front of everybody. He said that Jannard just got bold. He said, fuck it. I'm not finna do it in private anymore. I want the world to know. I love getting high. Huh? Give me the H, man. Give me that H. So treason breaks up. Fucking surprise, surprise. A group named Treason has decided to split ways. I don't know if that's even foreshadowing. If that's just like, this is what's gonna happen. We're gonna name you Treason. And there's going to be some treasonous shit that happens. And you're not going to be the group Treason anymore. Yeah. You got Tommy pressing Diamond. Which is... It's hilarious to me that Tommy has just now decided, I don't know Diamond very well. And he's talking to the cops a lot. I don't like that. I mean, I trust him. I only known him for a year and we've done so much together, but, you know, can I really, Tommy, like, this is what happens when you jump into drug relationships with people you've just met. You don't know their background, you don't know their story, and in true Tommy fashion, instead of him like, yo, what the fuck is up with this cop? Huh? I saw the parole officer, got it. I know how POs work. Actually, does Tommy even know how POs work? Tommy is the most murderous-free motherfucker in the United States, in big cities. Tommy does not get arrested. That's something that white privilege, maybe? I don't know. I'm not. Oh, God. It's got to be. Tommy has been killing a lot of people for a lot of time, selling a lot of drugs, and has never sniffed prison. Meanwhile, Ghost was about to get murdered in jail. Even Ghost got locked up. And he's 20 times smarter than Tommy could ever be. Even in his death, Ghost was smarter. Left a message knowing Tariq ain't shit. Because he knew his son would go to prison. That nigga is smart in the afterlife. Huh? And the only reason he allowed himself to be killed, because what was his alternative? Shoot his son? Not gonna happen. So, and his ghost family was always his Achilles heel. Tommy's Achilles was always ghost, I guess. So, yeah. Tommy was never arrested, man. That's something to look into. However, Ghost did murder a CO and got out of jail scot-free. So I don't know what type of privilege that is. The writer's privilege? I don't know. But anyway, that was pretty much a summation of episode 4. And Vic and Claude planning to, what I thought was to take down their father. It wasn't until this episode it was revealed that, oh, the plan is to murder his ass. I was like, oh, I was very wrong. I thought Vic had some intricate plan. Stupid me. I thought he was going to, like, make his father's business crash out and leave him to nothing. Or, I don't know, he'll have him escape back to Ireland. Just get the fuck about it. I didn't know murder was the case. I didn't know 187 was one everybody. That was what the siblings were thinking of. That's some cold shit. But, okay. That was episode 4. See that? It didn't take 30 minutes. That was a wrap. There was nothing to dig. Oh, there might be one thing I do want to talk about episode 4 that wasn't touched on in episode 5. Now, you know, Diamond decides he wants to be a boxing instructor, right? So he's taking that little kid under his wing, that thick-ass mama. Huh? Huh? Barbershops and thick-ass mamas are like peas and carrots. That just is what it is. When you frequent a barbershop, somebody fine-ass, thick-ass mama's gonna come strolling through with that shit on. She's gonna be wearing that shit. Because she knows she's going to a man meeting. Huh? And then it goes quiet. Just like, that was the most realistic scene ever. She walks in, ready to talk to Diamond. Every man in there stops conversation. When a woman walks into a barbershop, like, ladies, next time you're dropping your son or your son off to a barbershop, you're walking in there, just listen. It's never that quiet. Not a sound. It's just you. All eyes on you. Huh? That them conversations we don't want y'all hearing cease to exist. And that happened there. But my thing is, Diamond has that CO chick he's smashing who's like, really facilitating all his deals, that's making it happen. She threatened Mexican homie and forced him to sell drugs or for Diamond, or she was going to plant them on him. I mean, it's really no option there. And she's like making meetings happen. She's really putting in that work. So I can see that going left because he going to end up taking down his mama. She gonna end up finding out. And Diamond strikes me as a type of man that's not trying to juggle two ladies. Diamond strikes me as I'm gonna be honest. This is how I feel Diamond is coming. Diamond's gonna like fall in love with his mom, right? Like, oh, you know what? This is really where I wanna be. This is my speed. She ain't in the game. Huh? You know what I'm saying? She's just a mom and I fuck with her son. I already know her son, so there you go. He ain't got no kids of his own. Perfect. Son's got a bright future of public speaking, seems like. So he's like, cool, I can do this. This is a nice retirement plan. But I got the CO chick. And Diamond strikes me as a type that has to end in one relationship before starting another one. Right? Doing just the right thing. However, not every woman is willing to just take an AO quietly. It's not because I could see Diamond coming to the CO like, yo, hey, we had our fun, but we need to keep this strictly business. No more fucking. Huh? No more dickmatizing, as Diamond would say. I'm calling cap that Diamond is putting the dickmatized strokes on Shorty. I'm calling cap. All right, it's too much hips there to get a proper stroke going, in my humble opinion. I could be wrong. But, so whatever, no more dickmatized. And if she is dickmatized, you can't just take dickmatized dick from a lady. Fellas, yeah, I know. Here goes another one of those real rants. Look, check this out. All right? Nobody should be get. Never give a woman your A game in the bedroom unless she's your woman. You understand me? Stop dropping off that premium pipe to these ladies. They go crazy. Then you don't want to deal with them. Now they at your mama's house. They at your job. It's a nasty situation. Talking about some, it was just for a night. You even did all the tricks with the bitch. Had her from the hanging from chandelier ceilings. Huh? Stevie J's curtain rod. We did all that weird shit. You can't be getting weird with these women in the bedroom, changing lives, and then think you finna just escape with your life, nigga. Have you not watched Snapped, nigga? Snapped? It's dedicated to niggas dropping off premium pipe and thinking they finna walk off into the sunset. This isn't no hot. This isn't a Western. Huh? Yeah, do you walk off into and roll credits? No. Have you lost your mind? They are own ass. So if you don't really want her, if she just something for now, give her C+, maybe. Maybe go B. I'd say don't go no higher than B grade dick, right? Because you want to drop off something that is effective, something she could talk about positively to you, about you to her friends in those group chats, right? You gotta fuck for the group chat, but it's a fine line, changing lives, fucking for the group chat. You want to be right under there, all right? Any of you young fellas watching, I'm telling you, like, yeah, I'm finna go rounds in that thing. Yeah? Yeah? Good luck, buddy. Good luck. But yeah, so I don't see the CEO taking that lightly and probably fucking up something like the organization, because that's what could possibly happen. I see it happening. Now we're on to five. I gotta say, Rail is always correct when it comes to easy shit like this. Like, did I not call it? We own Jannard. I said Jannard is looking so bad out here. He's into it with the Serbs. He's into it with Miguel and the cartel. And he high as hell. His lady is concerned, or maybe not his lady. I don't know. He keep coming around. Why does he keep getting high around her like she's an eye checker? She's like, nigga, what's up with your pupils? They looking very dilated. You on that shit? She asks nigga every episode. You on that shit? No, girl, get the fuck out of here. I'm not on that shit. And he's moving real hype-ish. Jannard is out in these streets talking about, I'm sick. This nigga, Jannard has lost his entire fucking mind. He out here with the words, I'm sick. I need this. Like, I don't know. That's different. But yeah, when I called it, I said Jannard is crashing out so bad, there's nowhere for him to go but CBI. He has to link back up with his brother. I called that shit. I've been said that. And I also said somebody would die every episode. And it's been happening. Motherfuckers is getting killed every single episode. Every single one. Your boy is right again. If the story is sketchy, if the plot ain't plotting, if it's not making sense, and you keep getting seasons, you have to hit a hard reboot. You gotta kill people. You gotta kill people. And if the story just doesn't make sense completely, and you trying to distract the masses, action. You just bring them action. The second you go, hey, what, this don't seem, or bam, somebody dead, and your brain is like, oh shit, it's going down. This is a good-ass episode. It's good as hell. Motherfuckers is dying. It's the oldest trick in the book, man. I told you, they're going to die every episode. But yes, and I also told you Jannard will be back with CBI. How? Oh, yeah, let's just throw us a fucking hospice dad right there in the middle. Nobody talked about their father. Their father was of no concern. And then not only do we hear all the stories about their pops within two episodes, we get to meet them. And the second we get to meet him, surprise, the motherfucker's dying, right? Which leads the perfect situation for a crash-out Jannard to find his way to stay on this show instead of dying, like in real life. You can't run a crew getting high off the shit you're selling. The crew loses respect, which they're doing, so that's accurate. But the crew also gets you backdoored and murdered so that the next man up can take over the business and do it properly. They don't keep giving you passes. I've never seen a more generous group of drug dealers in the entire city of Chicago. No organization is that fucking understanding to a nigga that's out here robbing friends. He has resulted into robbing friends and taking their chain that everybody knows is the chain of somebody. Like, Janara just stole her chain out the car and was like, she's like, come on, man. This, you know my daddy gave me this. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. I'm high, bitch. Give me that chain. And then he's like, yeah, look what I got, guys. Like a Coke Santa. Hey, I got bricks for you. And his boy like, ain't that so-and-so's chain? Hell no, nigga. What you mean? I just got icy. Fuck is you talking about? On some hype shit. Like, Buddy is the worst lieutenant, by the way. Like, I don't know. He's just allowing this. Like, I would. Okay. But so, yeah, he's just. I'm like, what? And now he's getting introduced to the real side of the H. Right? He out here sick as hell looking for drugs. White boy like, boy, you wasting the heroin. Nigga, boy, you making some of this needle. Nigga, Tom Bell snorting heroin. Man, look, sit back. I got you. Take this ride. And you know what? That might be one of the realest episodes. That be the situations that get motherfuckers fucked up. You already high. And here goes somebody talking about, hey, let me get you high, old fuck. And then not taking no for an answer. John, like, nah, I don't fuck with needles. That's white folk shit. He like, white people, you know what? Sit your ass back. Let me cook this up for you. I got some for you. Hit him with that shit, and he go, yeah, good night, nigga, yeah. Buddy talking about fat asses and everything. I ain't gonna lie. That random white dude was hilarious. And he played, like, your high, what the fuck would he be considered, man? Like, oh, man. Like a trip buddy or something? Like, somebody that is your support while you about to get high like this? Like, I don't know. Your heroin support animal. I don't fucking know, but he played that to a T. He was talking about fat asses, thick chicks. He was like, boy, I had this one in the club. Boy, are you sniffing that shit? Like, I'm in tears. Probably the best scene this whole episode. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's fucking sad. But it... Well, anyway, so now Janard is high. But before that, he managed to make amends with his brother, Diamond, all because of the passing of their father. Sure, whatever the fuck. Now Tommy's gonna have an even larger headache to deal with. But either way, I called it. I didn't see the father coming out of left field being the reason. So, I guess I lose some points for that. I mean, who would have fucking guessed a dying father would be the glue for them two? Like, I never heard of this nigga. Like, come on, give me a break. But, so now Janara's going to be back with CBI, much to Tommy's disappointment. And I don't know how the rest of the crew is going to deal with it. I don't know if they're still going to have war. Diamond is trying to start some fucking United Nations with another gang leader. And Tommy is letting it go down, but he's got alternative motives. I don't know what it is, but Tommy's moving funny with Diamond. Like, Tommy and Diamond's relationship, it's looking real murky, but I think what Tommy is doing is allowing Diamond to make this deal happen because he knows that Diamond is not for the taking out the cartel, taking out the Serbs, and being the distro for the entirety of Chicago, which is the only thing on Tommy's mind. So I feel like Tommy was doing a lot of favors for Diamond this episode, right? D is out here trying to chase ass. Right, trying to get money, chase ass, ends up killing the cop. Diamond don't like that shit. He's like, look, your nephew done killed a cop. He out here running around these streets, talking to cops. He just doing anything. He's looking funny. And ain't nobody trying to go to jail for the death of a cop. And he's just a witness at this point. Right? He looking like a stone cold witness. Tommy realizes that. So he does Diamond a favor. He escapes his nephew. Now, what I don't like about it, right, it makes sense to me. Diamond is on point with his decision-making, and Tommy to keep his nephew alive also made a good decision. Not mad at it. There's only one thing that's fucked up in this whole thing of that plan, and that is Grandma Kate. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of Kate, but Kate has spun me around. Much like terrible moms do, they become great grandmas. I don't know what that is. Maybe because they had you too young, they ain't know what the fuck they was doing. Then they get older, they more chill, they stop slapping the shit out you, they stop caring less. Then by the time they got a grandkid, they probably got some money, because your ass grown as hell and ain't begging them for shit. So now it's just like, they ain't got shit but time and money. So they become great grandmas, right? Because they fucking slow down. So now here's Kate, a prime example of that. Like, look, I'm a grandma. My son is who he gonna be. I'm trying to get clean. Kate is on the right path. She was looking real grandmotherly. Huh? Salute to my grandmama. Rest in peace, baby. She was looking real grandmama out here. Oh, your daddy won't let you out the house? Fuck that. Go get grandma some cigarettes. I got you. Go on ahead and get outside. Holla at the girl. Don't let her get away. Granny got you. And if you got beef, nigga, you gotta see me. Big grandma energy. I said, okay, Kate. Okay. Now here come Tommy. Fucking up lives as he does. Gets his own brother in on the bullshit. And he barely got a relationship with his mama. His new white mama. Ruining that shit. So now the plan is to escape D, but don't tell Kate that they just had to send him out of town for a little bit until some bullshit in the street clears up. No, that'd be too much like right. That'd be too good of a decision. Kate is in rehab. Kate is trying to get her life together. She's trying to figure out, I got a black son, I got a black grandson, Tommy here, the whole family here. Maybe I can make something happen. Let me get clean. Okay, Kate. I like that. Let me get clean. Here come her piece of shit son, Tommy, who then infiltrates what could have been a good son and then makes him a piece of shit who leads her back to doing drugs. By not simply saying, hey, D's not dead. We're going to lead you to believe that Tommy killed him and that I, his father, who just is creating a good relationship with him, allowed it to happen because it's the greater good. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? My face was like this the whole scene. I was like, oh, what? Why? I just watched myself watching this show going, why, bro? Why? Why are we doing this to Kate? Why are we doing this at all? Why? So now Kate's back on the drugs. D is very much alive. What was Kate gonna do? Once you told her, look, D is wilding. He did some ill shit in the street. Had to send him away to save his life. Don't worry. We're gonna take care of things here, and we're gonna call for your grandson to get back. Don't trip. Until then, you just keep doing you, okay? And we'll find a way to have you talk to him here and there. I don't know. We'll get him on the phone. We'll orchestrate this thing. Y'all can check in with each other, text each other. It'll be fine. Something. The fuck they thought Kate was finna to pack her bags and somehow discover what this nigga is? It's still Kate. She would have to know his exact location for her to pull up. If she pulls up on time, Kate'd be the last person I'd hope to come save me from some shit. Like, let's be real. So I did not like that. It did come, because it just didn't make no sense. And poor Kate, man. Poor fucking Kate. I feel for her. She was doing so well. Fuck them two. Yo, her kids really ain't shit. And D's just happy. He got out of nowhere, he was a hood street nigga. Now he got a dad. He got an uncle. Hell, he got a grandma. And he inside a house. I'm not mad at D. And I can't get mad at his decision. You know, unfortunately. You know, he wants some ass. And to get ass, he needs some money. They ain't giving him no money, which I don't understand. How they not breaking this nigga off nothing? Like, what? Y'all got millions of dollars worth of drugs that y'all booming. This nigga is partly to thank 30% of the business, at least, by bringing it to social media. Like, he's showing you how to work it. That's not worth a couple thousand? Like, this nigga don't get no allowance? Like, something? Like, put something in the boy pocket. He's sitting there broke as hell. Everybody around him rich. Father got a new bar. He ain't even offered this nigga to come work at the bar for some money. Like, what? These are terrible people. I'm sorry. Like, And then they're, instead of just paying the little motherfucker or giving him a job that either one of y'all could do that would ensure that he's still safe and being monitored, you allow a nigga to go to his own devices. And what is the street nigga gonna do but go to the street and try to get it? And he done came to Tommy several times, like, bro, unk, I need some money. Help me get some money. You sit your ass on this couch, huh? Here's your little tablet. What, nigga, I am a grown-ass teenager. Like, I'm not 8. You can't give me a tablet and some Capri Sun. And I'm gonna sit here, like, watching TV. What the fuck? The fuck? Not with the ladies outside. Nigga, is you crazy? So, nonsense. Vic. Now, I know this is about to be an unpopular opinion, but I don't give a fuck because Real specializes in unpopular opinions, right? But with all this information that I now have, I am Team Vic. Huh? I'm Team Vic. Yeah. Now, he set up a plan with his sister, who he know he can't trust, to have Pops murdered. Now, he was supposed to sit there, have a nice dinner with just Pops, and then the hit squad was supposed to come. He was supposed to get the text, like, yo, they on their way. Get your way out the house. All right, so he did his part, get his father nice and drunk. Unfortunately, Uncle Polly showed up, but he could have saved Uncle Polly's life, too, had he got the heads up. That didn't happen. So, apparently, Claude sent them niggas in a half hour early, unbeknownst to fucking Vic, who knew, like, whoever's in the house is getting murdered. That was what they said. So, if you're there, they're murdering you. It is what it is. We're bringing the apocalypse. Fuck the Four Horsemen. The apocalypse is coming. Apocalypse was fucking trash. They only managed to kill Paulie. Rest in peace, Paulie. He was a real one. He was a real one. Too good for Walt. Like, no. So, that Paulie was a fat L. But, yeah, so then you got Vic having to shoot the motherfuckers he hired with his father to save his own life. So I was like, okay, all right, that makes sense. But then Vic ends up killing his pops. And I'm like, yeah, there you go. Get this nigga right about the paint. Huh? He killed you. He had your girlfriend killed. He constantly fuck you over. He played you. Fuck him. Vic killed him. Then he went to Claudia. Huh? Start pressing her. She kills her, I don't know, her accomplice. He was thirsty. He was acting like Claude had magic in there. And Claudia is a nasty bitch. First off, I'm about to deter again. Hey, might want to fast forward. Here comes another one. Claude is a nasty whore. Yeah. Yeah, she's smart, sure. Devious, ambitious. She's all three of those things. You know what else she is? A dirty, filthy whore. This man is sitting there. They trying to come up with a plan. He's sitting here overly horny on the couch. He like, Claude, no, I need that ass right now. Here she go, dropping panties, fucking raw. He finishes. Where else did he finish? I didn't see the pullout, so that didn't happen. Boom. And then what she do? Climb off that thing and makes a drink. I'm waiting for her to take a trip to the bathroom or something. Ma, you don't want to grab a rag? You don't want to go take a piss, maybe? Nothing, huh? You just finna, up. Give me them kids and make a drink and let me make a phone call. Like, no. No, what's that down your leg, ma'am? No. And he just as nasty to let the, he ain't even go, like, hey, you don't want to get yourself together? Like, we did just, look, TV sex is nasty. I watched that and I was like, ew, Claude's a filthy, she's a filthy whore. Simple as that. That's nasty. Get yourself a warm rag or something. Treat yourself better, ma. I know her pH balance is all the way off. Huh? She moves like that shit is off center. Anyway. So I like how Vic is not believing her because, I mean, obviously, she shot the motherfucker who was telling the truth pretty quick. He lied. He was lying. Well, damn, can I ask him a few more questions? Like, that? Let's get to the root of this lie. Why do it? Why is he trying to? We don't have any more questions for him, huh? Just, I told you, you ain't tell your bro. Bang. Like, oh, what the fuck? He was a liar. Brother, come here, hug me. Hug me. I'm like, Vic's like, mm-hmm. So, I'm Team Vic because he got his evil father up out of here, right? Who tried to kill the entire South Side with fentanyl. Overly laced fentanyl opioids. So he saved all the blacks in South Chicago, right? Then he took out the supervillain who would even allow that to happen for a few dollars. And avenged his black woman. Okay, Vic is, he's hitting. Now Vic is ready to take down the whole organization. And I'm glad. Huh? I hope Vic snitches on Tommy, CBI, fucking his sister. I'm rooting for Vic. I want Vic to bring down this whole bullshit fucking spinoff. Vic has the power to take down all of Power Book 4 Force. He has the force to take down Force, and I stand behind him. End this shit, Vic. Lock up Tommy dead, alive ass, who the feds can't, who need a whole task force to follow one supposedly dead white boy. Like, it's not that hard. Why you need a whole task force? Get to work. Get to work. You're making it very difficult. He's already guilty of a crime. Huh? He faked his death. That's a crime. Punishable. Get his ass off the street. Get Tommy. But they can't do it. Vic can. Vic will. I stand behind Vic. Fuck it. I really ain't a fan of snitches, but if it ends this bullshit, if we don't have to have a season 3, fuck it. Fuck it. Vic, I wish you well. Take down the whole organization. That was it from this episode. Like, there was not much more to get into. Any hot takes I might have outside of Lady Cop getting mad, outside of oh yeah, how could I forget? So Tommy's new little girlfriend, her brother is as crazy as you said he is. Why is he on that type of time? Like, this is why I want this show to end. You mean to tell me that Miguel is so jealous of any man that dates his sister? They have to pay the price of dating his sister? Where does that make sense? Anybody in the game or does business with Miguel or is some, like, anybody that does illegal shit for a profit, I can understand Miguel not wanting his sister to date. Especially if you do business with Miguel. I get it. I get that. It looks disrespectful. How dare you date my sister, bitch? Like, no. I'll kill you. You work for me. Or you buy your drugs for me. You smash them on. I don't want to be, like, I don't want to know you're not using that to get to me. No. She's off limits. That is healthy. That makes sense. But ruining a surgeon's career, not for putting hands on your sister, not for calling her out her name, for dating your sister, a reputable doctor at a hospital, a doctor, Miguel. This motherfucker he's so confused, he's getting his hand smashed, and he asks the very same question I ask every time I turn my fucking TV on to this bullshit. Why? Here comes this angry Mexican in his living room smashing his hand that he needs for surgery, and he doesn't know why. He don't know why. I don't know why. Huh? Is he supposed to be like Tony Montana? And even Tony killed Manolo because that was his best friend, and he told him. He warned Manolo. I know a lot of people don't like that scene, but he fucking warned him. Hey, I fucking kill you. Don't you fuck with my sister. And we like, but they get married. Nigga, Tony ain't know that. And it didn't matter. He told Manolo, my sister is off limits to you, sir. To you. Because he's seen his man chase ass. Manolo was running ass out there in Miami. No, you're not finna put that in my sister. I even get that. Personally, whatever my sister do is on her. Just don't put your hands on her. then we ain't got no problems. That's how I feel about it. Who she fuck? Not my concern. Where? How many? It's above me. That's between you and your God. I don't know. I don't know. But you put your hands on her. Now you won't smoke. That's about it. But smashing a surgeon's hands? So I guess that was to let us know that if he's willing to fuck up a dude who did nothing wrong and who has a legitimate job and actually probably saved the lives of some of his compadres for maybe fucking his sister, what is he going to think about Tommy doing it? So, and he already don't half like Tommy, so I guess. But that's all I got for y'all, man. I don't know. The hot take, another person going to die. D maybe tries to run away, but he don't even know where the fuck he's at. I don't know, man. I really don't care. I don't care about the D. You give me your hot take. And I'll say, okay. Or I'll say, well, bullshit. Or it could be super unbelievable, and I'd be like, oh, that's possible. It's very possible. But with that, man, protect your health, yourself, your wealth, man. Boy, Rel is out of here. Peace.
Yo, I know I don't need no introduction, but y'all know who it is, man. It's your boy, Hollywood Rail. And I appreciate you for sliding through and watching these videos. But you know what I need from you? All right, if you ain't already, I need you to like this and subscribe this, man. We at 1,000 trying to get to 2, all right? Push it for your boy. Get them algorithms up. So when it come to that subscribe button.